We know that you want to build your family on the right foundation from the very start, the foundation of Jesus Christ. Concordia Publishing House offers more than 8,000 products for churches, schools, and homes, dedicated customer service, and an experienced staff to help you focus on what matters most. Click to connect at cph.org. Concordia Publishing House, listening, responding, providing for God's people. Concordia Publishing House, cph.org.
Most sensible people knew nothing good could possibly come from an idea like a drag queen story hour for preschoolers. It's not just a bad idea, it's a perverse idea. And of course, that kind of a perverse idea is going to have connections with other kinds of perversion. Katie Faust joins us to talk about a drag queen story hour supporter arrested for child pornography. Katie is founder and director of the children's rights organization, Them Before Us. She's co-author of the new book, also called Them Before Us, and a column for The Federalist titled Drag Queen Story Hour Activist Arrested for Child Porn, Still Living with His Adopted Kids. Katie, welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Todd.
Who is Brett Blom?
Brett Blom is a 38-year-old judge in Wisconsin with connections to a lot of top Democrats in the state. And he was just arrested and charged with possession of child pornography last week, including pornography that included the sexual abuse of boys all the way down to toddler age. So I believe that he was charged with 7 counts of possession of child pornography with a maximum sentence of 15 years per count. So it's a pretty serious charge leveled at this guy who is a judge and very well connected to Democrats in Wisconsin.
What was Blom's involvement with children professionally?
Well, he was not just a judge since last August. He has actually sat on the Milwaukee Children's Court, so making decisions about the lives of children in Milwaukee since last August. And then in addition to that, it was revealed that he used to be the head of the organization in Milwaukee called the Cream City Foundation, which funded and endorsed Milwaukee's Drag Queen Story Hour. So he was the head of an organization that was funding and promoting Drag Queen Story Hours in libraries all over Milwaukee.
So what is Drag Queen Story Hour?
Well, Drag Queen Story Hour is where you have grown men who are cross-dressed with garish makeup, and they go and read stories at local libraries to preschool-age children, children anywhere from 18 months old up until 10 years old. Oftentimes, as is the norm for drag queens, they can wear hyper-sexualized clothing. It's a really gross caricature, honestly, of women and womanhood. And so it's not the kind of thing that children should be exposed to, even when the adults have been properly vetted. It's just not the kind of content that kids should be taken to and seeing at a local library.
So Blom is also an adoptive parent. How is it possible for Blom to have been allowed to adopt and for those adoptive children to remain in his house even after he's released?
Yeah, the judge released him and said that he absolutely could not have any contact with children. He could not be on social media. He could not download any kind of content anywhere, but just based on his signature, he was sent home to continue to care for the two adoptive children that he has been raising with his husband. And so despite the fact that the judge recognized that he is a danger to children, he still went home to the two children that have been in his home for I don't know how long. So I don't know what the criteria was. I don't know the agency that placed the children. You know, we've written extensively at Them Before Us about the importance of prioritizing married mother-father homes because adopted children crave the love of a mother and the love of a father, and that no adult has a right to adopt. But a lot of adoption agencies seem to think that adoption is about giving kids to adults who want them. And after you look at these kinds of charges, these sickening charges being leveled against a man who has now accessed children both in his professional life and in his home, it just makes me wonder what kind of vetting the adoption process went through, the adoption agency went through prior to placing the children in the home of this now alleged pedophile.
I would think that that would be high on the priority list for any adoptive agency to make sure that they're not placing a foster child or an adoptive child with someone who is a sexual predator.
Well, you would hope so. I mean, I know that as an adoptive parent, my husband and I had to go through layers and layers of background checks. So there's a very real possibility that Blom was clean at the time that they applied for to be adoptive parents. But I also suspect that political correctness and the desire for the agency to appear loving, tolerant, and inclusive may have been a factor in the placement. We don't know. But anyway, I look at something like this and I say, and why is the judge sending him home to two children that he has complete custodial authority over?
Does Drag Queen Story Hour have, and it has many manifestations across the United States, does it have other connections to sex offenders?
Yes, unfortunately, you know, there was a Houston area library that recognized suddenly that a man who had been coming to read to the children for Drag Queen Story Hour had a criminal history of abusing children. The library recognized and acknowledged that they had failed to run a background check on this sex offender and that he had been exposed to and in proximity with children in the library, like regularly. They issued an apology. Of course, parents were incredibly upset, but all of this does not dampen the suspicion that many conservatives and Christian parents have that Drag Queen Story Hour really does seem to just be a tool to groom children for pedophiles, the kind of getting them to lower their guard around highly sexualized men, often doing sexualized dances or you know, we linked in the article that we wrote at the Federalist about this today to pictures of drag queens with little children laying on the top of them and laying on the floor with them. It really does seem like some people are using this as an opportunity to condition children to be okay with pedophilic activity.
So if you would contrast Blom's treatment in the press, which has been kid glove-like, with or non-existent, with other high-profile adoptive parents.
Yeah, there has really been, as far as I can tell, very few outlets that have covered the charges against Blom. And we contrasted that in the article today that we wrote at the Federalist with the treatment that Amy Coney Barrett's children received when she was being vetted as a judge, despite the fact that Coney Barrett and her husband had spotless records, nothing at all to have anybody give them reason to cast a side glance at wondering about her adoption. Nonetheless, Ibram X. Kendi, which is, he's kind of known to be the anti-racist guru, inferred that Coney Barrett's children were being used as props and that she was a colonizer. The head of a leftist super PAC who wrote, as an adoptee, I need to know more about the circumstances of how Amy Coney Barrett's children came to be in her home and the treatment of them since. You know, other Democrat activists who were speculating that these ultra-religious Americans had adopted in ways that were unethical or illegal. And supposedly all of this concern for Coney Barrett's adopted children, and yet none of them really care when a man who is a children's court judge and who has been convicted on gross charges of child pornography with adopted children in his home, they're not raising any kind of word about that. They're not concerned about that at all. So to me, it really points out that honestly, on the left, oftentimes, concerns about children are raised only when it forwards their own political agenda. And it really doesn't have to do with the genuine well-being or care or best interest of the children at all.
So in that vein, does the silence on the part of the left to this story of child abuse, does this story belie the claims of the far left to be working in the best interests of children?
Oh, 100%. And I feel like it's just the first of many examples, the outrage 2-3 years ago about children in cages, for example, and how that was wall-to-wall, cover-to-cover news media. Well, what we're seeing at the border right now is, what is there, 20 times the amount of people coming to the border as there were during the Trump administration? You've got kids stacked right next to each other during a global pandemic, literally in cages, and yet they're hesitant to cover that as any kind of a crisis. The situation of supposedly caring about children, but then locking them out of their schools for a year at a time in deference to the teachers union. I mean, everywhere you look, it seems that Democrats care about kids only if it forwards their political narrative. And unfortunately, in the case of this child predator, we see that played out very starkly.
You had mentioned the vetting that you and your husband underwent in order to adopt your children. Why is that absolutely necessary? And why is that in the child's best interest, if not incredibly inconvenient and difficult for the adoptive parents?
Yeah, because adoption is not for adults. Adoption is for children. And we know after studying family structure for decades, and we know after doing adoption placements for decades, that unfortunately unrelated adults do not present the same level of connectiveness and protectiveness of children. And so adoption best practice has evolved over time to ensure that every adult who wants to have a child placed with them must undergo vigorous screening and vetting, because it is dangerous to place children with unrelated adults. And if we're going to bypass that, then what we're really saying is adoption exists for adults, which it absolutely does not. The child is the client when adoption is properly understood, and that means some adults simply should not get kids.
What should we learn from the case of Brett Blum and his alleged crimes?
Well, what I would love for us to learn is to put children at the heart of every conversation, to genuinely care about their well-being, and not necessarily whether or not the offender is part of our political tribe. Let's be serious about protecting the rights of children. Let's be serious about their well-being. And let's take that concern and those principles into every conversation about marriage and family and children that's hitting the news. Unfortunately, it feels like people only tend to care about kids when it's politically convenient. And I think that's an injustice.
What are your hopes for the Biden administration in giving any kind of forward momentum to genuine children's rights? Are you hopeful at all?
I don't have a lot of hope. It takes a lot of political courage to stand up and say that children have fundamental rights. First of all, their right to life. And we know that the Biden administration is going in the exact opposite direction when it comes to protecting that fundamental child right. But there's another child right that we talk about a lot at Them Before Us, and that's the right to be known and loved by both mother and father. But that demands that all adults must conform their behavior to the rights of children. It means that it doesn't matter how you identify, it doesn't matter what kind of struggles you're experiencing in your personal life, that the government has an interest and should incentivize mothers and fathers raising their children together for life. And honestly, there aren't even a lot of Republicans that have the kind of political courage to say those fundamental truths. So I have not seen any kind of hope from the Biden administration that they would be willing to step into that and truly defend what children need most, which is the loving home of their married mother and father.
Katie Faust is founder and director of the children's rights organization Them Before Us. She is co-author of the new book, also called Them Before Us, and a column for The Federalist titled Drag Queen Story Hour Activist Arrested for Child Porn, Still Living with His Adopted Kids. You can read it and you can purchase Them Before Us at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Talk on Demand Archives. Katie, thank you.
Thanks. Have a good day, Todd.
Friday on Issues Etc., we'll discuss the traditions and rituals of sports and the church with Josh Pauling. Why do so many Christians embrace and enjoy the traditions and rituals of sports, but eschew the traditions and rituals of the church? We'll also continue our series on the book of Proverbs, talking with Pastor Jonathan Fisk about Proverbs 20, and we'll discuss the events of Holy Week with historian Dr. Paul Meyer. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for listening.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
I am beautiful because I am fearfully and wonderfully made.
I am accepted because I'm a part of His family through Jesus' shed blood. Unity Lutheran School in East St. Louis, Illinois, shines the light of Christ in one of the most impoverished cities in America. Learn how to support their mission work at unityesl.org. Unityesl.org.
Today, with the help of the Holy Spirit, I say yes to God in His ways.
St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Wildwood, Missouri is a proud sponsor of Issues Etc. And if you enjoy the relevant, Christ-centered teachings presented on this program, then you should come and join us at St. Paul's on Sundays at 9 a.m., where you will hear sermons that proclaim Jesus Christ and Him crucified for our sins, and enjoy in-depth Bible studies to help us grow as disciples. For more information, check us out at stpaullutheranwildwood.org.